Well, it's been long. It's been a long time indeed, 10 years. And time flies, honestly, Jocelyn. But one thing that keeps us going, of course, in a situation like in South Sudan, is just, you know, doing it for your people, that motivation that you really think that you can make a change through keeping people informed. Because I strongly believe media can be used as a tool to enact great change in a society, like, you know, hold leaders accountable, inspire individuals to contribute to their communities, and provide a platform so that everyone can share in a debate about the issues that really affect them. This has not been happening so much in South Sudan before. You know, South Sudan is the youngest country in the world, and with a lot of conflict. The people really, the previous statistics was like 73% of the population is illiterate. So you can understand such kind of a population. Radio is the only means possibly that can explain things to people in the most simplest way possible that people can understand and also contribute. So we believe that, you know, with radio, you can actually cause a change. So this is something that keeps us going, something that, you know, every day you wake up in the morning, go to the radio with a lot of motivation that you are causing a small change in any way that you can make in a society like South Sudan.
Can you give us an example where you felt the power of radio, where you really felt something moved, something changed because of a report that was done by you or a colleague?
Well, quite a number of times, you know, before, I can give you this one example particularly of a woman who actually, the husband was violating, let's say mistreating her, a case of domestic violence. And we were discussing this in our talking points and in our discussions in the morning. And the woman calls in the radio and really says, at one day they were putting the radio there and listening to it in the family. And, you know, we had guests who were explaining to the people on why it's not right to actually beat your wife and why it's very important that you look at her as the better half and not just as something that you can, you know, abuse. And she said the husband was there and they were listening all together. And at the end of the day, the husband tried to, you know, like, say, well, now I understand. And this is something I didn't know. And he promised he was not going to beat the wife again. And the wife called into the radio station. And, you know, these kind of stories you hear every day, which is, it really inspired us. And we think it's something that we should keep doing.
And when you go out to the communities, do they welcome radio into their lives? How important is it for them?
Well, today, actually, when we're discussing about the World Radio Day, a lot of my listeners were telling us on how radio has connected them together, how radio has united them, because, you know, the previous 10 states, Radio Miraya was broadcasting in all the previous 10 states, and we had callers who call and begin greeting others from the other states, and they kind of, like, make a listeners' club, and this had brought them together. Some of them get to meet each other, share ideas, and others say they have gone to other states that they have never gone to just to meet someone they have not seen, but someone they have heard over the radio. And they say radio has really changed their lives so positive in a way that it unites them so much and it keeps them connected to each other. And these are the stories we hear, especially on the connection of people. And also in South Sudan, you know, we didn't have, like, networks very well where people can, everybody cannot afford a phone before. And so we had a program like Raya Connect. This was a program someone calls into the radio station and looks for his relative who have gotten lost during the war or who had been separated for one reason or the other. So we were able to connect relatives, people who have not seen each other for more than 15 years, but because the other one is listening to the radio somewhere, and the other one is calling to the radio and said, I'm looking for so-and-so. So we take the contacts of these people, and then we try to connect them. These are some of the positive, you know, things that we've seen over the years that radio has caused. And the listeners, don't forget this. They call in and keep reminding us on how important the radio has been to them. And also, most of them are now using the radio as a tool to call for peace in the country. They didn't have, they don't have a chance to express their views directly to the leadership of the country or to the people, to the politicians. But what they do now is through the radio, they call in and express their views on why they're tired of suffering, why they're tired of war, and why the leaders have to come together and try to bring peace. So it gives them the voice that the jinn actually had to, you know, call for peace and call for services that the government should be rendering to them.
Can you imagine a life without radio?
Well, I can't imagine a life without radio. I can't imagine, actually, a day without listening to radio. When I'm not on radio and I'm home right there, I listen to radio most often, almost all night. Once I'm sleeping, my radio is just on. So I can't imagine life without radio, honestly. I can't.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, what I can add is just, especially in a country like South Sudan, I think a free and independent media is very, very important. And that's what we as journalists is always advocating for, that we should be given the space to really do professional job as journalists and not just being censored that you have some other things not to do, other things to do. Well, we know when, and I understand that we are in a very sensitive situation like in the country, in South Sudan. But it's important that journalists are given the chance to be able to balance their stories, to be able to do their work professionally, speak the truth, and not just, you know, told to say the story from one side and not say the other side, and not give really the listeners the real picture of what is happening. So what we are all asking for is just a freedom of, you know, the media, freedom of speech in the country, and people should be able to bring out their stories professionally and just do their job as journalists.